Hello and welcome to the TVox Podcasts. This is where we deal with all number of different topics, including vocal work, passing tips, clothing styles. But today we thought that we'd go and do something a little bit different and more topical. I'm Jenny Kirk, and with me in the studio, I've got Zoe Robinson. Say hello, Zoe.
Hello.
And we're going to talk a little bit about a topic that we saw in today's newspaper. Now, Zoe, you were the one who read this article, so I think it's only fair that you give us the lowdown on what exactly this hot and relevant topic is.
Oh, for a start, I wouldn't say it was an article per se. It was the headline-grabbing story in the Daily Express, or as I prefer to call it, the Daily Sex Pest, since it does seem to focus more on sexual topics, while other newspapers were leading with the revolutionary breakthrough of 15 organ donations in 24 hours by one hospital from one patient, the Daily Express decided to go with a front-page shock story of police and sex swap scandal.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where you look at it and you think, oh no, what bad publicity have we got now? And it's typical journalism. It's something that I suppose all trans people, and to some extent other minority groups as well, do suffer, that journalists will always paint us as being in the negative light. But when you read close to this, it's not actually trans people who've caused a problem or have demanded something. It's another organisation has implemented something without really any consultation or thought. And that's what is getting the stick. But trans people are getting the blame.
Well, isn't that usual? Instead of blaming the organisation who's basically tried to bring in something that's a complete waste of time without asking because they think it'll help, they go for the group that the people were supposedly trying to help and are usually actually just hindering. It's like all those PC people who say, oh, you can't say this, that or the other because it'll offend minority group X. And then you ask the minority group X and say, well, actually, no one asked us.
Yeah, it's like that Christmas thing in Birmingham. And the council went, oh, no, Christmas is offensive to Muslims. So we'll call it Winterval. And apparently the biggest group complaining about it were the Muslims. Because they said, well, hold on, we're getting all the stick for this. And we never asked for this. But people assume that we asked for it. So we get all the grief. And actually, we couldn't care less. Have Christmas if you want. It's great. We can just sell you very expensive pints of milk on Christmas Day when you forget things.
Well, it's not even that. It's just, we didn't ask for this. You're blaming us for bringing in something that no one wants. And because no one wants it, you need to get a scapegoat and you're blaming us.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just not fair.
And unfortunately, you see it happen all the time. And I think trans people are unfortunately the latest victims of this. And the Daily Express has kind of latched onto the fact that this this system's been set up to apparently help trans people. And all it's doing is duplicating services which are generally supplied by the NHS. And that most trans people would actually be going through something like the NHS.
That's just it. It appears to be, from what I read in the Sex Pest, so however accurate this is, I don't know, that some of the police stations and police constabularies have decided they need a system for helping transsexual police officers to go through gender reassignment, or as the Sex Pest calls it, gender identity issues with sex swapping, because they love their stupid terms. And what it appears to be is the police think in order to do their civic duty of actually helping the people that they've got a duty of care toward, i.e. their employees, they've got to waste public money and set up a system that duplicates what's already there rather than just doing their job and treating everyone like they should be treated. I think that is the biggest story.
Sorry, you stopped dead in the middle of the sentence.
No, I said I think that's the biggest story. Not that the police are wasting money, but that then instead of doing the job properly, they're duplicating existing.
Yeah, I think it's something that you don't really need to duplicate existing services, especially not when it's at the detriment to the money being spent on other things like frontline policing services. And, you know, don't get me wrong, as trans people, it's kind of nice that people are thinking about our issues, but Please don't do things which unfairly put the spotlight on us in a negative way, because the Daily Express has picked up on this and has run the story in a way that makes it look like it's trans people demanding this. And, you know, it's, how dare they demand this and take all the money to sex swap. And that's not the case. It's very negative publicity. I saw the headline and I thought, oh no, you know, it's once again making us look bad when actually we're not at fault.
Well, that's the thing. The first thing I felt when I saw that was like a thump to the pit of my stomach. Like, oh, what's going on now? What flack are we going to get now from this?
Yeah, very much so. But anyway, we're going to keep our eye on the news and see what other hot topical topics do come up. They do actually seem to come up quite a lot. And it is nice to see that, you know, today's story aside, generally speaking, journalistic standards are improving. And, you know, we're not seeing the usual stereotypes trotted out. And we
I have
are...
to admit, I think even The Guardian's gone quiet these days.
Yeah, I think people, it's a bit like, I suppose, how racism used to be almost acceptable back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. And now it's just completely socially unacceptable. And I think it's one of those things that transgender people, the discrimination against us, we're on that road and we're a good deal behind other people, other minority groups. But unfortunately, I think it's always the case. It's human nature is to find a minority and make them the butt of jokes and discriminate against them. So it always leaves me thinking as people treat us with more and more respect, which poor unfortunate minority group is going to be the next butt of all jokes and discrimination. It is unfortunately the case. There will be another group of people who follow us and get all the stick that we went through, that black and Asian people went through, that gay people went through. It's just human nature. But we'll be back with another podcast on hot topics, hot subjects. So stay tuned to the TVox podcast channel.